Is Swami just a human to disappear, or a soul who needs a body to reappear? Is Swami just an organization's highest member, or one more personality this world will remember? Is Swami just a leader with a plan, or, as many think, another holy man? This is the day I will tell you who he is, so that you can start dancing in bliss. Brahma with the gods, go to him and pray, save this earth, for we fear doomsday. And from yuga to yuga, as is the norm, the limitless god descends in a form. In the heavens, the devas constantly fight to be blessed by the rays of his divine sight, begging for they and he to meet, to worship just once his lotus feet. This Swami of yours is such a rare find that no other bond except love can bind. Behind everything that moves, he is the force. For multiple worlds, he is the source. He is this universe's highest power. The life in this nature, the color in the flower, the green in the leaf, the blue in the sky, the reason for every bird to fly. Know today that if not for him, no man can walk and no fish can swim. Why is the moon followed by the sun? 'Cause he is the reason for time to run. He is the reason why the earth doesn't fall, as his will holds it up like a floating ball. In every hill, river, seed and plant, in the deer, lion, giraffe and ant, from the smallest of the small to the tallest of the tall, in his complete glory, he is present in all. Why does your heart never miss a beat? 'Cause it is verily his chosen seat. So stop right now your moaning and whining, and look within you where he is shining. Don't define God only by his miracles, and stop putting him in birth-death cycles. No more feeling lonely, no more feeling bad, no more thinking about him and feeling sad. So by now, you have understood yourself, that he is none other than your own true self, that he is waiting for you to tune in and hear his golden voice that you hold so dear.